The Artist won 5 Oscars last night. That's the black and white silent movie set in the 1920s and 30s. The style of that movie tells you something about the style of last night's awards ceremony. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco was backstage.
This year's Oscars had a distinctly retro theme, most notably with The Artist. It tracks Hollywood's transition from the silent movies to the talkies, and it dominated the top awards for Best Picture of the Year, Best Director, Costume Design, Original Score, and leading actor Jean Dujardin. The French actor was anything but silent when he won for his portrayal of a silent picture star.
If George Valentine could speak, he'd say,
"Wow, putain, génial, merci, formidable, merci beaucoup, I love you."
Dujardin also took the stage with the cast and co-star Jack Russell Terrier Uggie to accept the Best Picture Award. It was the first time a French actor and French filmmaker won the Oscars' Top Acting and Directing Awards, and The Artist was the first silent film to win Best Picture honors since the first Academy Awards in 1929. Dujardin noted how much times have changed.
It's funny because in 1929, it wasn't Billy Crystal, but Douglas Fairbanks who hosted the first Oscar ceremony. Tickets cost $5, and it lasted 15 minutes.
Backstage, producer Thomas Langman told reporters in this age of digital 3D blockbusters, it wasn't easy at first to convince studios to back The Artist.
No one wanted to help us making a silent black and white movie.
Another movie about the early days of cinema, Martin Scorsese's Hugo, also won 5 Oscars last night in the technical categories: visual effects, art direction, cinematography, and sound editing. Visual effects supervisor Rob Legato told reporters backstage that although Hugo was shot in 3D, the effects were not entirely computer generated.
Aside from paying homage to the subject of the movie, which was Georges Méliès and his techniques, there's still the better solution to get you something that looks real. And when you can do that, you should, and we did.
For the first time, an Iranian film, A Separation, won in the Best Foreign Language category. Here's director Asghar Farhadi backstage.
If people around the world try to find the image of one another through the prism of culture, I believe that image would be a more real and a more clear image.
This year, the Oscars were held in what was until very recently known as the Kodak Theater, until the Kodak company took away its sponsorship as part of its bankruptcy. Host Billy Crystal had a new name for it.
We're here at the beautiful Chapter 11 Theater.
It was decked out as an old-time movie palace, and during one intermission, attendants walked through the aisles giving out treats. The show itself seemed bent on the idea of selling movie magic on the big screen to an audience used to downloading movies on handheld devices. Throughout the telecast, big movie names like Julia Roberts and Tom Cruise joined Werner Herzog and Robert Downey Jr. in giving testimonials to the silver screen.
It sticks to you forever. It never leaves you. It becomes part of your existence.
The Outlaw Josie Wales.
A Place in the Sun.
Daniel Day-Lewis and My Left Foot.
It just gets into my soul. It just makes me happy.
So I guess in that way, it's not just thrill me and entertainment. It's I want to be transported. Not that where I am is intolerable, though it might be.
Billy Crystal was on stage for the 9th time as host, and he joked about the aging demographics of the Hollywood nominees.
Happy birthday, Oscar. He's 84, you know. What does age matter, especially in this town? You know, look at some of our nominees tonight. Christopher Plummer is 82, maybe walking up on stage tonight. He may be walking up on stage tonight because apparently he wanders off.
Christopher Plummer, in fact, did win for Best Supporting Actor in the film Beginners. In triumph, he talked directly to his golden Oscar.
You're only 2 years older than me, darling. Where have you been all my life?
Meryl Streep, who had been nominated for awards 17 times, won her 3rd Oscar, this time as leading actress for her portrayal of British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher.
When they called my name, I had this feeling I could hear half of America going, "Oh, no. Oh, come on, why? Her. Again." You know? But, whatever.
Backstage, Meryl Streep said after all these years, it actually was still a thrill to hear her name being called as winner. It was Octavia Spencer's first nomination, and she came away with the Best Supporting Actress Award for her role as an outspoken maid in 1960s Mississippi.
Oh, thank you.
Spencer was so emotional, she cried throughout her speech. Backstage, she paid tribute to those who made their voices heard during the civil rights era, like the characters portrayed in The Help.
I'm a benefactor of all of the riches that the real life Minnie, Abilene's, Constantine, Skeeters, Celia's, that they basically reaped. And so I'm very humbled because I get to stand here and accept this award.
Among those cheering her on was a group of real-life domestic workers who gathered to watch the Oscars in Los Angeles. But with a lackluster telecast, there was perhaps more drama outside the theater on the red carpet. Comic actor Sacha Baron Cohen showed up decked out as a bearded dictator to promote his new movie. His character had threatened unimaginable consequences if he wasn't allowed to attend the ceremony. He ended up throwing ashes on red carpet host Ryan Seacrest. Best Actor nominees George Clooney and Brad Pitt hammed it up for the screaming fans in the bleachers. And the composer of this year's Best Original Song, Brett McKenzie, serenaded NPR with his winning tune.
I'll sing you the chorus. That's the better.
Am I a man or am I a Muppet?
Am I a Muppet?
If I'm a Muppet, well, I'm a very manly Muppet.
Only time will tell if Man or Muppet becomes a classic. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Hollywood.
You hear her on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Greene.